Into the Fold is a podcast on mental health issues produced by the Haug Foundation for Mental Health. The Haug Foundation is part of the Division of Diversity and Community Engagement at the University of Texas at Austin. The podcast is entirely funded by the Haug Foundation and produced by Haug Foundation staff. The views you are about to hear do not reflect those of the University of Texas at Austin. To learn more, visit us at hogg.utexas.edu. Hi, welcome to Into the Fold, a podcast on mental health issues. I'm your host, Ike Evans, and today we are bringing you episode 102, Shifting Campus Culture in the Time of COVID-19.
But I think when we think of high-risk drinking for a college student, I remain concerned, and I think we really wanted to keep the conversation going about how and why students are using. And, you know, isolating students and sudden changes in their environment can all really be, you know, contributing factors toward an increase of use, or for some even a decrease of use. And
one of the few silver linings of the pandemic is how steadfast people's sense of community continues to be. When you look at the world away from the headlines, you see people rallying around each other, doing their best to lift each other up, and engaging in mutual support of every kind. The University of Texas at Austin community is no different. A new initiative called SHIFT is working to change the conversation around substance use on campus. Their focus is healthy community, holistic health, positive coping, and pushing back on the ingrained belief that substance misuse must be a rite of passage for college students. This would be a lot to take on under the best of times, but now we're dealing with COVID. For college students, this can mean disruption to their living situation, classroom experience, and social connections. This has ramifications for patterns of substance use among students, and SHIFT is taking notice. Our guest today is Kate Lower, director of SHIFT. She is a licensed clinical professional counselor and also board certified in dance and movement therapy. She's here with us to talk about SHIFT's mission and approach and what has and has not changed as a result of the pandemic. Kate, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First, why not tell us about yourself and what initially intrigued you about the SHIFT initiative?
Absolutely. So I, as you said, am a clinical therapist as well as a dance movement therapist. So I've always been really interested in the integration of body, mind, and holistic health. And I worked in the clinical realm up in Chicago, Illinois for quite a few years. And through a mentor of mine, became invested in prevention work in institutions of higher education. So my role there was as a substance misuse prevention specialist. And so really, I became really invested in the idea of prevention, and in contrast to some of the crisis intervention and trauma work I had been doing. When SHIFT came along, it was really an opportunity to put some of those prevention skills and really even expand them into a higher level of this conversation of culture. So SHIFT is really aimed at shifting the culture around substance use on college campuses, starting right here at UT, from this kind of default norm that we have in terms of perception of substance use and often misuse as just being part of college life, and really shifting that conversation and that narrative to one that embraces holistic health and community health. And that allows all of our students to really thrive and feel a part of a college experience, no matter what their choices around substance use, if they choose or not. And so that's really what was interesting to me. And so again, SHIFT is this initiative that hopes to really address the student experience on a whole myriad of levels, and really looking holistically and at the multidimensional experience of a student. So our pilots, we have six pilots that are really hopefully expanding a broad student experience. So from the classroom to where they live, where they work, where they play, how they communicate with their peers, ways to kind of cultivate innovation and different ways to think about substance use on college campus and the cultural implications of that and where it came from and really where we want to go as a community in terms of being part of a culture of care.
Putting SHIFT's work in a larger context, how much of a problem with substance use does UT have, you know, compared to other flagship universities?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think what we know and really what was driving the formation of SHIFT is that, you know, UT Austin is not, you know, unique in that we have, you know, substance use and sometimes misuse here. That has kind of become part of what we assume college life to be. And so when you look at the data, and a lot of times the National College Health Assessment is some of the most helpful information, we see we're really on par with the rest of the institutions across the country. You know, we might be, you know, a smidge higher or a smidge lower in some of these, but really the main kind of piece of information that SHIFT really looked at is that the alcohol use and binge drinking and it has not really changed since the 90s, since when it started to kind of be reported. There hasn't been much of a decrease in terms of binge drinking on college campuses across the country. At the same time, we're noticing cannabis use and other substance use on the rise. And so what SHIFT is hoping to do is leverage the existing prevention efforts that are really amazing here at UT, and the support services that are here for students, but really further challenge this idea of culture and why haven't those numbers changed and what are some innovative ways we can look at this and really challenging this assumption that, well, this is just what you do as a college student, which is a little bit of a misnomer. Most of our students use pretty moderately if they do choose to use. And many of our students choose not to use for a wide range of reasons. But sometimes those students don't feel represented when we talk about the college experience.
Getting back to this notion that SHIFT is challenging, I guess what you could call the presumption of heavy drinking. I'm just wondering if you could give a sense of just how much that weighs on, like, let's say, you know, new or incoming students that they're expected to go through this rite of passage, and maybe they don't have the tools to, you know, to push back on that.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of conversation starters that we use are some of the norms that we have from some of our data. So, you know, many students will ask, especially incoming students, you know, what do you expect, you know, what percentage, you know, of students do you think have used in the last 30 days for either alcohol or cannabis? And oftentimes we know it is higher, the perception is higher than the reality. And that's a great conversation to have, especially with incoming students, in my experience of, you know, why do you think that is? And what might that be? Where, you know, the assumption is maybe 80% of students have used cannabis in the last 30 days, but the reality is closer to 20%. And so it's a great way to kind of challenge those perspectives. Now, incoming students, we know, research tells us that the first 6 weeks of a student's college career are the highest risk for substance misuse, sexual and relationship violence, and the negative consequences related to substance misuse. And so there's a lot of resources and efforts kind of put in toward that first 6 weeks. They take Alcohol EDU, which is an online module to help kind of educate and inform students not only about, you know, helpful information to inform their decision making, but also kind of connecting them to resources and norming that most students, again, if they choose to use, do so moderately. So the incoming student, I think, definitely in my experience, both anecdotally and the data, I think supports a lot of this, is that those students definitely, no one is surprised. In other words, when I speak to them at orientation or another, you know, point where, you know, we're asking about alcohol or other drugs or we're talking about it, it's kind of, yeah, of course we're talking about this, we're coming to college. And so I think, you know, the incoming student certainly has some of that perception, but and so it's a really great opportunity to kind of challenge that early on and hopefully also get some resources and some information so that students feel empowered to make the decisions that feel right for them. We also, as part of our, I'll add, you know, part of our first two pilots in the classroom, we work directly with Signature Course faculty and peer academic advisors and coaches and mentors. And so they are really layering on these protective factors and strengths-based, you know, efforts to kind of help help students feel more at home, help them feel more capable at navigating campus and resources, and also kind of address this cultural idea of what college student or what college life might look like for them.
How has your work and that of SHIFT been made more challenging as a result of the pandemic? Or what new or different things do you find yourself needing to address?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting, as it has, I'm sure, for everybody, time of adjusting and readjusting. And, you know, I'll somewhat joke that we're in the business of shifting a culture, and our culture shifted pretty majorly back in March. And so, you know, there, I think there was some assumption from some of like, oh, well, college students aren't on campus, so, you know, high-risk drinking or high-risk drug use doesn't really exist anymore. But the reality is, you know, I think there's just other concerns. I think it remains, you know, what high-risk drinking looks like might have changed a little bit, where it's not necessarily a big party, though now that has risks, additional risks, right, when we think of distancing and masks and things like that. But I think when we think of high-risk drinking for a college student, I remain concerned, and I think we really wanted to keep the conversation going about how and why students are using. And, you know, isolating students and sudden changes in their environment can all really be, you know, contributing factors toward an increase of use, or for some even a decrease of use. And we created a resource page on our website that kind of addressed that of if you're using more, what resources might look like, if you're using less even because maybe your access is different. So how do you kind of get the support you need if you're noticing withdrawal, or if you're noticing, you know, increased feelings of isolation? So I think COVID really, or the social distancing and isolation really helped us refine and really want to continue the conversation about, you know, what substance use, especially as a coping mechanism, might look like. And even if it's not for you, you know, how might, if you're worried about a friend, what does that conversation look like now that you're not able to really, be with them in physical presence? But if you want to confront somebody, but you aren't able to really kind of be close to them, or if you want to check in on somebody, or if you're noticing you haven't heard from somebody or their use has changed, maybe somebody in your household that you're living with, you're noticing them struggle and start to use more or less. And so we really wanted to think through kind of what those resources look like and what the vast experience of, you know, some of our students might be based on these really unique circumstances.
How will SHIFT assess its impact? I mean, how will you know, or how do you know that you've made the difference that you've wanted to make?
Yeah, that is such a great and really fun question to think about. We are lucky that we have we hired someone to kind of help us assess and evaluate SHIFT overall. And so we've had a lot of fun talking about how do we measure a culture, right? A culture is like, you know, not something that you're able to really like put a quantitative measure on. And yet we have all this data that we are collecting and we're looking at. So part of the fun has been defining what do we mean by culture and what does that look like and how are we going to know if we're a success or not? So we have, you know, we've been working really hard on this, you know, logic model of what are we trying to do and how does it build up to it? And we know we're trying to reduce, you know, the negative consequences related to substance misuse, but we're also trying to enhance the protective factors that a student, you know, interacts with in order to thrive. And so all of our pilots are have their own kind of various measures and surveys, and we're looking at numbers and we're looking at how conversations change. And we're also looking at things like incident reports and, language. We have, you know, one of our pilots is we call it Shiftivation Awards, and that is really a call for anybody across campus, faculty, staff, or students who have an idea that contributes to a shifting culture to, we will fund their efforts to positively impact our culture as long as they, you know, and they measure it and it's part of our conversation. So a great example of that is a study done by the Ethnography Lab on campus that was really looking at how do we talk about, you know, the culture of substance use here on campus. And so that was a study that is continuing, though it's on pause due to COVID and the unique environment that it is. But there's a lot of different measurements that will tell our story and kind of help us understand if what we're doing is working. So it'll be exciting to kind of have these threads kind of all weave together and tell a bigger story.
So you've mentioned the six pilots. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us? And what are some ways that people can get involved or just find more information?
Yeah, I think a great place to start to find information is our website. So it's shift.utexas.edu. And, you know, in addition to the six pilots we have, it's really important for me, kind of in terms of how we think about, how we talk about SHIFT, that it remains very student-centered. If we're talking about student culture, you know, students really need to be empowered and lead, you know, what it looks like and what shifts. And so we have a really incredible student advisory board that is made up of just these powerhouses of student voices that really serve as the heartbeat in many ways of SHIFT, and really their passion kind of drives us all. So I think that is one way, if you're a student and want to get involved, you know, please reach out to us and you're welcome to join us at our student advisory board meetings and really shape what SHIFT looks like and what the culture looks like going forward. For faculty and staff, there's similar opportunities to kind of serve either in an advisory capacity or a supporter. I think really, I feel like SHIFT, while we're talking about student culture, we all make up a part of that culture. We all shape it. So faculty, staff, students, but also, alums and parents and really anyone who identifies themselves as part of this UT community plays a huge role. And so I would, love for anyone to connect with us directly. And again, our website's a great place to start. I think going forward, I hope that there are many voices that kind of can come forward.
She is Kate Lower, Director of SHIFT. Kate, I think that it is really important that students, I mean, even with everything else that they have going on, know about this very important resource. And so I really appreciate you taking the time to come on our podcast and let folks know about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Although our primary focus is mental health, this is not our first episode dealing with substance use. September is National Recovery Month, and much like we do for people who have experienced mental health recovery, we featured some extraordinary individuals who have overcome substance use conditions and become change makers in their own right. In episode 51, The Social Entrepreneurship Model, Jason Howell of Recovery People, a recipient of a Hogg Foundation Peer Policy Fellows Grant, discussed social entrepreneurship in light of his own recovery path. Here's a clip.
I think, how I'm wired and the family I come from, it's a lot of entrepreneurs. I also have a master's in business. And so when I started looking at how can I help more people access recovery, that's where I just wanted to kind of focus kind of my natural skill sets around entrepreneurship into the recovery space. And I'm having a lot of fun doing it. And it's really exciting to be in recovery and the recovery movement at this given time, because there's so much momentum right now.
If you want to hear the full episode 51, you can find it in the list of links for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please share it with everyone you can think of. Just as taking care of ourselves enhances our ability to help others, so it is that by helping others, we enhance our own resilience. And please leave us a review and subscribe to us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, or TuneIn. Thanks for joining us.